export of medicinal cannabis from St. Vincent and the Grenadines is expected to take place very soon, following the approval by the government of the first export certificate for the industry. Chief Executive Officer of the Medicinal Cannabis Authority, Dr. Gerald Thompson, made the announcement during a news briefing last week. Dr. Thompson said exports are expected to begin soon.
I imagine that the company that has received this export authorization and license now is going to be moving very swiftly to consummate our first export, and that this is going to go a long way, that as this process is repeated, that St. Vincent is going to be considered not only a global player with this new industry, but one that is producing some of the highest quality product that has the ability to be tested and shown to be of high quality, and that the services that are going to be available for patients, both home and wherever that cannabis is exported to, that people will be truly satisfied with what we consider is a true Vincentian product.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of the Medicinal Cannabis Authority, Dr. Gerald Thompson. Meanwhile, Minister of Agriculture, Sobhuto Cesar, spoke of the opportunities for regional collaboration in relation to the development of medicinal cannabis.
And I want to make a call to the other member states of the OECS who already have embarked on a path to establish a cannabis industry and industries in the islands, that we see a clear opportunity for us to work together. And because of the hard work of several teams working together, we were able to bring to our shores a state-of-the-art, world-class lab, gold standards. And the investors who have entered into a joint venture relationship with the Medicinal Cannabis Authority, they are now able to sell their services, not only to the stakeholders in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, but other member states of the OECS and CARICOM in need of these lab services to be able to export.
That is the Minister of Agriculture, Sobhuto Cesar. And Executive Director of Investors Fiji, Annette Mark, noted that millions of dollars have been invested in the medicinal cannabis industry.
The company and investors that have the pioneers behind this at this point in time have been involved in this industry since the very beginning. They have invested upwards of $15 million in their company, and their investment now touches and concerns the livelihood of over 50 persons. I must say too, working closely with them, that I have recognized within the company, there are some bright stars, there are some young people within that company, very professional, and they have brought to the industry, their level of knowledge have lifted the industry and have definitely helped us where we are sitting here, because it is new to us all. And I know that even the Medicinal Cannabis Authority have benefited from their knowledge. It's a learning experience for all of us, but we are learning together.
And that was Executive Director of Invest SVG, Annette Mark. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's special report.